This is Seeds of Success, highlighting the best in the agricultural sector for the Ottawa Valley and Pontiac region. It's Dairy Week, and we're heading back to Shawville to talk with Kyle Hodgins of Maple Hodge Farms. Kyle, thanks for your time.
Yeah, for sure.
So for the people who are just learning about Maple Hodge Farms, I think it's another great example of the family farm here in the Ottawa Valley with just how many generations have passed through. Tell us a bit more about your history.
So I'm born and raised on this existing dairy farm. I'm the sixth generation. Farm got established in 1831. So we've been going for quite a while and always been dairy. And we farm about 400 acres, corn and hay and pasture. I went to college for agriculture, program called Farm Management Technology, and graduated there and then came back to the farm full time ever since then.
So in the present day, what do Maple Hodge's operations look like? And if you could, take us through the unique situation that you're in as a dairy farmer, because you have to deal with stuff that other types of farmers don't.
Yeah, dairy farming is unique in some ways because there's different ways to milk your cows. There's robotic milkers now, which is the new wave. There's the freestall, which was the next thing. And then what I do is I'm a tie stall farmer, which has been going on for decades. So in that way, I'm actually a little bit behind. But one thing we do that I'm very proud of is we do rotational pasture. Cows have very good longevity. So during the summer months and the spring and the fall, when the weather's not too hot or not too wet, they go outside in between milkings. It's good for the cows and it really extends their life. They're not on concrete. They're out in the pasture grazing, and it's kind of where the cows are supposed to be.
What type of cow do you raise?
We have Holsteins, which is, I guess, the most popular breed for dairy. That's basically all we do is just Holsteins.
And how many are on the farm?
We milk 60, and we have probably about 150 total, but they're all just being raised to eventually milk. Or what happens with a dairy cow is they go through their lactation, and then they need to have a break before they have another baby. So they go outside, and then they'll have another baby, and then they'll get milking again.
That must make for quite a lot of milk production in a day. I'm curious where that all goes.
A day, we're probably around, I'd say about 1,500 liters a day. It's a little bit unique in that way because we're in a quota system, so we can't sell local like a beef farmer can and then other livestock farmers can. We have to sell to the milk board, and the milk board takes it on the truck and then takes it to the market. So currently our milk goes to a cheese plant in Gatineau, which is just on the other side of the border. And it's only our milk that goes there, like our truckload. We know that if we eat that cheese, it's got to be our milk, where normally you wouldn't get that. Your truck's going to a big stand in, like, say, Winchester or Ingleside with a bunch of different trucks. And then it can go into butter, it can go into milk, it can go into yogurt.
I wanted to touch on the dairy board very quickly because selling through them is something that can be rather divisive depending on who you ask. I'm curious about your opinion on the process.
As a dairy producer, it's the quota system's great for me. I'm a small farmer. I'm not big. I don't wish to get big. My wife's a pharmacist and she has her own income and I'm happy with my size. Really, in the States, they don't have the quota system. You can sell to local farmers, but really there's no small farms left anymore. The big farms just eat the small farms, essentially. So that's the big thing for me as a small farmer. The quota system is kept to keep factory farms away. It's all just small local farms.
We don't always get to choose where we set up shop. So for you, what about the Ottawa Valley makes it a perfect place to stay farming?
It's just such a beautiful area. The landscape, I can grow any crop that you really want to. And yeah, I love it. My family settled here in the early to mid 1800s, and we've kind of just took off from there. Actually, we were one of the first settlements in the area, actually. And my great-great-great-grandfather, I guess, came over here from Ireland.
And that longevity, hundreds of years of farming in the area, usually means that a farm like Maple Hodge is at the forefront of some significant developments in the area.
Yeah, I guess one thing that my grandfather was always proud of, when they milked their cows, they used to put it in a pail, and then they'd pail it all the way to the tank, and the tank would cool the milk. But back in the early 60s, they came up with this technology where you put it into the pipeline, and the vacuum line sucks the milk all into the tank. And my grandfather was the first one to have it over on the Quebec side. I'm sure there was some in Renfrew County, but I know my grandfather was very proud of the fact that he was the first one. I don't know what year it was, so I should have my dad here, but he was one of the first ones to have a tractor too. So
plenty of awesome firsts right here in the Ottawa Valley, thanks in part to Maple Hodge Farms. We've been speaking with their Kyle Hodgins. Kyle, thank you so much for your time. And remember, you can listen to all of our Seeds of Success profiles at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.